Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a conversation interview with Constance Lebrun Crown, widow of painter Rico Lebrun, and Rico's adopted son David Lebrun, on November 23rd, 1974. Should we say Zuma Beach?
Right.
Zuma Beach, California. And we actually are sitting in the home that Rico had built, home and studio that Rico mm-hmm. had built just before he died. And it's sad to note that he actually moved in, I believe, five weeks. Just 5 weeks before his death in 1964. I'd like to do several things in this conversation. One, we could, I think, lay in a little bit of biographical background about Rico. Also, your relationship to him in the time frame we're talking about. Then also, we can discuss this interesting portfolio containing a number of photographs, and I'm really not the one should describe the meaning of this as it relates to Rico's interests and possibly his work. But perhaps we can just get started by, perhaps Constance, you can mention when you met Rico. You were married, I believe, in 1948. Just simply a little bit of background on the relationship.
When did we meet?
Like when you met him?
I think, when was Pearl Harbor? 41. Well, I guess
born.
We, for year you were born, I think we met in 42 here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And the circumstances were that my father, who was an architect, had designed the Baldwin Hills Village housing project
mm-hmm.
in Los Angeles, and he had wanted to have a mural done for the administration building, and he had gone to Santa Barbara and had seen the work of someone whom, I don't know if you know this, David, whose name he thought was Desenio Lebrun, because he'd seen a marvelous drawing up there, which is in the collection of the museum, and Rico had signed it, Desenio, drawn by Lebrun. And so Father came to me and said, do you know this man, Desenio Lebrun? I didn't know Rico's work. This was just about the time he was beginning to get his first national recognition. And Dad started drawing me into this thing, and he asked me to go up to Santa Barbara and see this work and see what I thought about this whole idea. And Serge and I went up and through Donald Baer, met Rico, just for...
Was he teaching at Santa Barbara?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't teaching there. He was just making it as... on his own. I think this was, it was about, no, I'm confused on dates. I know he became an artist in residence at the museum, but I don't know whether it was at this time or at a later time when he came back. And subsequently, Serge and I moved up to Santa Barbara so we could be, I wanted to be working with Rico. I studied with him for a while, and then he had to leave. He was absolutely destitute financially, and he was offered a job in Tulane, Tulane University, and he went down there.
So you actually were a student.
Yes,
of Rico's. Yeah,
I began.
That.
Yes, yeah. That's how I began. And then he was away for a long time. Came back, and we had.